What's up, guys? It's your girl Earlys. Sorry if there's an audio difference right now. I'm working from my iPhone headphones, or earphones. So just work with me here. But I was reading 2 Kings chapter 7, and something stood out to me, and I just wanted to come on here and share it with you guys. So in 2 Kings chapter 7, it's talking about how there are four leopards sitting outside the gates of the city. If you don't know what leprosy is, it's a disease of the skin. It's highly contagious. Usually leopards are isolated from the rest of the group. And they were saying how they were starving. They were starving. There was a famine that broke out in the city, so everyone was starving. And they were saying that if they wait there, they would die. But also if they went back to the city, they'd die as well. So they said to each other, "Let's just go to the Armenian army and surrender ourselves, because if they kill us, well, we were going to die anyway, and if not, we'll be better off." And this stood out to me because I just felt like the Lord was speaking through this word, saying that his children are starving. If they stay where they are, they will starve and die. Ooh. And if they go back from where they came, they will surely starve and die. And I feel like, people kind of see God, Christianity, religion as the enemy. And sometimes they, like, because sometimes some people want to, try it out, try out Christianity, try out religion, try out Jesus, but they view it as the enemy, and they have this attitude, well, like, if it works, cool, if not, then, my life was terrible anyway. And it's just amazing how in this story, when they went to surrender themselves to the Armenian army, the God had already cleared them out, and all their belongings, all the food, was just left to be basically taken up. So the lepers went and they got a whole armful full of food. They ate very well, and that just speaks so many volumes. Just it speaks volumes to me. Because God wants to feed his children. He wants to feed his children. They just have to go for it. You have to go for it. You can't stay where you are. You can't go back from where you came, because if you do either of those, you will surely starve and die. I'm talking about spiritual food right now. I'm not talking about actual physical food, just to put that out there. I'm talking about spiritual food. But yes, like, you just have to go for it, because God has already cleared out all the enemies and he's ready to feed his children. And it's just, I feel like it's sad that people really have this view where, like, oh, well, if it works, cool, if not, oh well. Like, no, guarantee, if you go forward, if you go to God, you will surely be fed. I promise you, I guarantee it, you will be fed. So I just want to come on here and share that with you guys, because it really stood out to me. God's children are starving, you guys. They are starving. They have no spiritual food, and yeah, the word is amazing, you guys. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. You guys, read your word, pray and ask the Lord for revelations. And if you know anybody who's starving, point them in Jesus's direction. Okay, guys, I just wanted to share that with you. I hope everyone has a blessed day, and I will talk to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.